Today we have with us Amos Gitai. He's well, the most famous director of Israel. He's a very good for us. He's a very good director who screens usually its films at Cannes, and with his last film Free Zone, that is starring on our screens at 28th, he has won an award, well, for the actress Hannah Laszlo. Amos Gitai, welcome to Radio Cine. How do you do?
It's a pleasure to speak to you.
Okay, thank you. We wanted to start from your beginning as a filmmaker, and then we'll focus on Free Zone. Why did you decide to be a filmmaker? Because you were studying to be an architect, like your father, isn't it?
Absolutely. I was supposed to follow the work of my father, who was an architect. Came from Berlin and was the architect of the Bauhaus. And then the war started, the Yom Kippur War started, and I was in a rescue helicopter, which was shot down. And after that, I think little by little, I was more interested to be a filmmaker, and I started to leave my profession as an architect. So I was very interested by this, by Israel, by my country, by the very emotional, on one hand, sometimes not always in agreement, but very passionate, and how to make cinema of this kind of, you know, ways of looking.
And that experience, you shot it finally on Kippur, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think that in my film Kippur, I tried to make this war film and not to fall into the cliches of war films, but try to look at the war just from a point of view of seven guys who are... The work, if we call it work, is to bring people who are killed or wounded into hospitals. But on the fifth day of the war, the helicopter in which they fly is also shot down, and which was my story, in a way.
Okay, but anyway, from the mid-80s, and well, almost from the beginning of your career, you've been doing a film per year. Isn't it exhausting? Because you're also a producer in most of the cases, you write the script. How do you do it?
It's a hard work, but I think that the country is very inspiring, so you you feel almost it's a way of living, you know, making cinema. Because it helps you also to put your brain somewhere else, so you're not only a captive of everything that is happening. You can dream about something else, you can make other images, you know, with relations to these countries, but also fly away. So it's I think it's a good way, it's a good way to relate to it. And I think it's a, you know, Israel and the Middle East, they produce so much images, maybe the most images of anywhere in the world come from this place. And cinema have this possibility of showing it in a different way, and I think it's a great challenge.
Yes, I agree with you, because I think that films from Middle East have a different rhythm from films anywhere else. Do you think so?
Yeah. I think that different rhythm, different light, different colors of the tones. I think that each country is particular, so we don't have to accept oversimplification of these kind of images.
For me, your films have a sense of reality, like documentary, like we are witnessing some of the things that happen in the story. Is the story of Free Zone part of things you have seen personally, or is it purely fictional, or a mix?
No, Free Zone is a story which started by a story of a guy who works like a driver in most of my films. And he told me one day that he was unemployed, and now he found himself a job, and he's selling used cars with a Palestinian partner in Jordan. And the idea sounded to be really like a science fiction. So I told him that I want to join him. And he took me in his car. We crossed the border to Jordan. And we arrived to this area where they sell the used car, which is called Free Zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was really incredible. It was very strong sense that we can actually cross all these borders of the Middle East. Mm-hmm. And people can do things which are very daily, like selling or buying cars. And by doing this very simple thing, they can create some relationship. And the relationship is not only war, but other kind of friendship and accepting that the other person exists, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I came back, I spoke to my screenwriter, Marie-José, and we decided to convert all these male characters into female characters.
Mm-hmm.
So the Free Zone remained, but the Israeli driver became Hanna, which is Hanna Laszlo, who won the prize in Cannes. And the Palestinian partner became the great Palestinian actress Yam Abbas.
Mm-hmm.
And me, the passenger, was converted into somebody much more beautiful, which is Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
And so it's really a story of this voyage of these three women.
Mm-hmm.
And with other women, there is also Carmen Maura, and there are additional lead roles. You know.
Okay, Hanna Laszlo, precisely the other, the main actress with Natalie Portman of the film, won an award at Cannes, as we have said, but we have seen her at least in Alila, another one of your films, in Alila. How did you find Hanna Laszlo?
Hanna Laszlo is a stand-up comedian.
Uh-huh.
Kind of she has a public shows and she makes a kind of stand-up comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that it would be good that she will come with this kind of incredible energy and portray the role of this Israeli driver, you know, with her determination, very warm character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I, after a long period of selection, I chose Hanna.
Mm-hmm. Did you shoot the film entirely on its locations? Did you have any trouble with the locations?
No, yeah, I mean, the entire film is shot in Israel, in partly in the Palestinian area and partly in Jordan.
Okay.
And it's the first time that we... Actually, there is a film which the Jordanian accepted that the Israeli director will shoot on their territory, and it was, I think, also really a great experience for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And it has been produced by several firms of different countries. Has it been tough to gather so many different views, or has it been applause from the film to have so many different producers from different countries?
I think it's always good because it gives the film a great, gives the director, which is what I'm into, a great liberty, because you have people from different origins reuniting around the film.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's the first time ever that you have a Spanish-Israeli co-production.
Uh-huh.
With French and Italian, but the center is this relationship, so it's the first time that the Spanish distributor and producer decides to join an Israeli project. So it was in many aspects the first time shot in Jordan, the first Spanish-Israeli, Natalie Portman. There were a lot of ingredients like that in the construction of the project which were fascinating.
Sure. One of the things I like most of your films is, your good taste for long shots. For instance, at the beginning of Free Zone, there is a very long sequence of Natalie Portman crying. I almost was asking myself, is this Natalie Portman, isn't it? And how do you work with the actors in these long shots you do?
I mean, as you know, as a spectator of cinema, I try to... I'm less interested these days by the films in which I understand the trick that the actors do, because I think it's becoming too much easy in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to work with my actors to bring them to areas that they didn't do yet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Natalie Portman, she did the Star Wars trilogy, you know, she did Vendetta, she did kind of many, or quite a lot of mainstream Hollywood work. And I, since this was the idea of Natalie that we worked together, because she wrote to me saying that she would like to do a film with me.
Oh, okay.
So I told her that I will try to lead her into areas that she didn't do yet. And this is really the what I was trying to bring her, is to be the car was sitting on the next to the wall in Jerusalem. And there was this kind of melancholic day a bit, and the wall of Jerusalem is a very powerful setting, very emotional. And I asked her to cry, because I wanted the film to start with a very simple and the most powerful thing you can do, which is, on one hand, you see somebody sitting in a car, and you see the face is feeling the scale, the scope, I think she does a really spectacular performance by just the different expressions.
Finally, I think that one of the main parts of the film, or one very touching part of the film, is the songs. You start with one song, finish with the same song, and there is also a song among the film that the three characters share. Why did you choose that songs?
No, I took the story of the Haggadah of Passover. You know, it's we just now, I suppose, in Spain also you had the holiday of of Pak, or in Hebrew it's called Pesach. And we have this in this, for this holiday, we have this song, and the song is a traditional song, but we wanted to give it a contemporary modern sense. And so this great singer Hava Alberstein takes this mythological story, and she transports it until today story, today's circumstances, and I think it's really so moving.
Yeah.
So when you have on one hand what we were talking about, Natalie Portman sitting in a car crying, and then on the other side you have this incredibly powerful and meaningful song, archaic, traditional, but modern, also speaking about the past, about the cycle of violence, but bringing it to today, I think that in a way sets the film in the right direction.
Okay, and the last one, are you actually involved in some other film we can see in the next few months?
I'm starting to write and to prepare my next project, and which will be called Disengagement. And I hope to be able to film it towards the end of this year, and we're working on.
Okay, well, so we look forward to see it soon. Thank you very much for being with us, and congratulations for your film.
Thank you very much.